Absolutely. It wasn't one for the purists, but we knew that coming into it. For us, it was about getting over the line. Not even so much for the city, for our club, just to have the belief that we can do this on this type of stage. For the year that's in, it's also great to hear the name of Brian Oak around the province, not just on our own wee enclave there. It's great to hear his name mentioned in terms of good football, in terms of winning things, because he meant a lot to us, and today means a lot to us.
Yeah, and in that respect, this is probably an even greater occasion for the club and for that community.
Absolutely. Brian McKeever wasn't here today. He thinks he's a bit of a scud on us, but I know he's sitting at home, him and Maura, and they're over the moon that the club that their son represented so well and is named after ground out a win that was so much in Brian Oak's style. What a bunch of lads, unbelievable. Anything we've asked them to do all year was done. Nobody fancied them to go anywhere in this competition. I think Paddy Parr's very upset tonight because he had us at 41 to start and spread the amount on it. All that aside, for football in the city, for football in Steelstown, for football in Derry, this is superb. This is great. We need to see a kick on, not just from us, but from the other teams in and around us as well.
As you say, you had to grind it out. Moortown came with a plan, and they executed that plan superbly.
I tell you what,
it was so frustrating for your team, especially in the first half.
Well, look, we knew what was coming down the tracks, and we'd worked on it, so it was really frustrating for the first 40 minutes for the game to pan out how it did. We played exactly how Moortown wanted us to play, and you have to credit them. They set up so well, and we set along. They're so dogged. They're full of good footballers, and they ground out that lead at half time. For us, it was knowing that we had enough firepower there that would dig us out. I think a couple of subs that came in there, Geoff Logue was immense. You know, he's small in stature, but not small in heart. The amount of break ball he won. Emmett Dean barely played a game all year, comes in and scores an absolutely monster point at a really important time in the game, and was a great release valve for us as well.
You had to be disciplined, you had to be patient. It was very frustrating, but your boys showed incredible patience, and you knew that the space would open up just that little bit more in the second half, and that's where you really cashed in.
Yeah, looked at more patience than their manager had in the line, I can tell you. But it's about that, and we've done that all along. Lots of teams have set up similarly to Moortown against us because we have good firepower up front. Conditions today, football in January is not designed to play the way we normally play, but it showed the heart and resilience in this group that they were able to come out, regroup after half time, and go at it and get the victory.
And an All Ireland series to come now in the next few weeks, so an exciting time for the club.
Look, it's cliched and whatever else, but I haven't looked at anything beyond the next game. We'll look at who's coming next. We'll prepare well, and we'll certainly give it a life.